7 o'clock puck drop for the Bruins tonight. Game you can hear right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub as they take on the Devils. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in Bruins forward Chris Wagner, who joins us for the first time this season. If you could pot him up, T-Blades, that would be great. Wags, how we doing?
What's going on? First time calling in. It's kind of weird.
First time, long time.
Yeah, what happened in the bubble? Did the phones not work up there in the bubble? Like, we haven't heard from you in a very long time.
The amount of times I've almost called in a car ride has been absurd. But I thought you guys didn't want me anymore. I was kind of pissed.
I don't know where that came from. That's irresponsible on anyone's part who may have indicated that to you. You are always welcome here. We've told you that before, and I'm disappointed you did not call us those times in the car.
Yeah, plenty of sports talk, plenty of sports thoughts. A lot going on these days, you know.
Yeah, well, the last time you were really fired up about something was when our intern was making the case against Derek Jeter in the Hall of Fame. What has ruffled your feathers recently that you maybe wanted to call in about? Anything you can remember?
No, it's just between the Patriots QB talk that everybody pounded into the ground path for a couple of weeks. That was a good little run. And now we got the James Harden, Kyrie stuff. A lot going on. Yeah.
Well, let's start there. Would you have given up Smart, Brown, and picks for James Harden?
Is that even a question or no?
That's a question.
Is someone calling in and saying they would have done that?
No. There's that. That's the report on what the ask was. They said no to
it. Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely not. No way you do that.
Yeah, but I think in hockey, you guys must have this universal I guess inability to comprehend anybody who's fat as an athlete. I mean, there are no fat hockey players. It's impossible. I think people are looking at James Harden and his level of conditioning and thinking how could it happen? I guess it could happen in that sport. You see fat NBA players from time to time, but have you ever played with a fat hockey player in the NHL?
No one's really fat. I mean, we get body fat tested when we come in, and if you're not below 10%, then you're in trouble and you're in fat camp and you're riding the bike every day and your fat's going away pretty quick. If I was to look at Harden, I'd probably say he's probably 15-16% right now, but that's just judging by my eye.
Do they really test you guys for body fat?
Oh yeah, that's a big NHL thing.
I'd never heard of that before. Yeah.
Is that through displacement? Do they put you in the water, or is it you do it through some electronic means?
I've done in Anaheim. I did the water one where you're lying on this crate in a tub of water, and you have to blow all the air out of your body so you sink better. And if you sink more compared to your body weight, then you have less fat because I guess fat doesn't sink. So I mean, I don't know. I've done, and then I've sat in a bod pod where that scans you, and then we get pinched to they just grab your skin. It's like a skin fold pinch, and there's a caliper that gives you a number. So.
Yeah, it's Ace Rothstein weighing the dancers there in Casino. They just stand up there in front of everybody and send this one back to Canada. Yeah.
Yeah. Now get on the bike. Yeah.
God. All right.
That's brutal.
Well, how are you feeling about sort of the quick getting back into skating with the team and camp and now the start of the season? This has all happened pretty fast for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, kind of used to the short training camp because we did it for the bubble in the summer. So once you start playing games, you kind of forget about that. And we've had a lot of time to train. So, I mean, I think training camp was great for us. It was high pace, a lot of competition. You can only do so much in practice against each other to prepare for the real game. But once you get into the game, it's a different animal.
Did you have any fears? I just want to follow up on this one. Sorry, guys. Did you have any fears that the season wasn't going to happen, that it might be in doubt and there could be some danger that you guys didn't make it back? Because I know that was a concern for some going back just to a month ago in December.
Yeah, you never really, it's so unpredictable. I was actually going to renovate my Cape house, and then I didn't know if we were going to have a season, so I pushed it a year. So, yeah, there was definitely things crossed my mind that it wasn't going to happen, but so happy that cooler heads prevailed and everybody worked it out.
Did you sign any contracts? Were you going to do it yourself? I mean, are you on the hook for any deposit money on that Cape house?
No, I got a nice drawing lined up, but I didn't sign a contract with my builder yet. So
Good. Smart.
Yeah.
There's obviously been some changes there in terms of personnel. We've been talking a lot about Torrey Krug not being there, and I assume that you guys have a pretty good room still with Patrice Bergeron in it and some of the other veterans, but is there a noticeable difference when Zdeno Chara is not there in terms of the mood or the way things are done around there? He's just been such a presence for so many years with that team. It seems silly to think that it wouldn't at least be a little bit different without Chara being there.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't say enough about the guy. You know, that signing was probably one of the best in Bruins history. Kind of changed the course of the whole franchise. So to not have – it's not like he blended in either. You know, he's 6'9", walked around the locker room. And then even, you know, he'd compete in practice too. He would wear guys down, give you a cross check or two here and there. But, yeah, it's definitely different, just his overall presence. You didn't even have to say anything. If he just looked at you, he'd probably be like, oh, what did I do wrong? But, he'll be missed, and Torrey will be missed as well.
Chris Wagner of the Boston Bruins is with us. We saw on Behind the B the presentation of the C for Patrice Bergeron and the prank that was played with Brad Marchand getting the jersey first. It was framed on TV as if Patrice was believing it and was sort of like, what is happening here? That there was like a sort of a moment there. Do you think he actually was buying it, or did he catch on and know what was happening?
I don't know. I mean, personally, I bought it completely. Like, it got to the point where it was like long enough where my stomach dropped. I was like, oh my, Marshy's the captain. What's Fergie going to think? And then finally, like right at that moment, then Marcy called Bergie up and I was like, okay, all's back to normal now.
And you said, thank God.
Thank God.
I couldn't wrap my head around it. Cause I mean, everybody in the world knew it was Bergie, and then they did a pretty good job hiding it. So, I think Bergie, it crossed Bergie's mind too for a second.
Everything all right with Tuukka back there? We talked a lot about, as you mentioned, things that got talked to death on this radio station and others about Tuukka Rask and leaving the bubble and what it was going to be like. It's been presented as, yeah, just picked up where it left off and no issues going forward. Is that the sense you get, or was there at least some tentative feelings about what it was going to be like when Tuukka had a chance to finally rejoin the team?
No tentative feelings or anything. I think that's more immediate thing. We all support him, and I mean, he's pretty much the best goalie in the league last year too. So, we expect the same thing, and I hope everything's great with him at home too. So I think he has that sorted out. So it's easier to play when everything's sorted out at home. Usually play better, and hopefully he'll have a great year.
What's your level of confidence in the young defenseman? That's going to be a topic here for a while.
Is it? Yeah. They all had a great camp. They can skate really well. They moved the puck well. But like I said, you know, training camp. So you guys can talk about it after the first couple of games, and I'm sure we'll hear about it.
That's exactly what we'll do, and we'll keep talking to you every single week.
Every week?
Every single week. And if you ever get the urge to tell us to F off, you pick up the phone, you call us anytime.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, Chris, thanks. Good luck tonight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.